From the studios of WXXI, this is Backstage Pass. I'm Julia Figueres. Spirituals hold a deep place in the fabric of African American heritage. More than just songs, spirituals are an expression of and a tie to the history of African Americans, carrying us from the shores of Africa to the chains of slavery through the civil rights movement and into these times. Today on Backstage Pass, Lee Wright, his chorus First Inversion, and soloists Kirsten Piper Brown and Alan Jones explore the history, import, and impact of this sacred body of work. We have History in Song next on WXXI. Welcome to Backstage Pass. I'm Julia Figueres. With us today are a group we've had on Backstage Pass before, Lee Wright and First Inversion. We'll have wonderful soloists as well. Let's begin chatting with the founder and director of First Inversion, Lee Wright. Welcome, Lee.
Thank you, Julia.
Could you tell me, please, tell all of us the genesis of the program that we are going to be hearing today?
Well, there's a couple different ways to answer that question. If we think of some original genesis, it happened centuries ago. But in this century, in my lifetime, I've spent much of my life singing, leading, conducting spirituals and arrangements of spirituals. And throughout my time as a choir member and training to be a choral conductor, I found that spirituals are a pillar of the choral repertoire. And oftentimes, however, they might be programmed just at the end of a program, and maybe in a gospel style with a piano that gets everyone on their feet and excited at the end of the program. And while this is certainly changing, that's somewhat of a well, it's not really an exaggeration. It happens. the idea of using these songs to just make everyone feel good and then go home. I felt like we just were missing something if that's all we ever do with these songs. And I felt that there was a certain amount of context and weight and history oftentimes missing when these songs are performed by choirs. So when I started my doctorate at Eastman and began researching the songs, I thought, why not devote an entire program to spirituals? Because there's certainly enough of them. And, you know, how many spirituals do you think you might know, Julia, off the top of your head?
You know, hundreds, but must be there. How many are out there? It's a huge body of work.
It is huge. But if you were to name the ones you know for me right now, how far do you think you'd get?
Maybe half dozen, maybe dozen.
Yeah, maybe half dozen. I think that's probably true for a lot of people. But there are over 500 of these songs recorded. And they started being written down in the 19th century during and following the Civil War. And it's really a never-ending body of song, of folk song. And so I thought, you know, I really want to honor this music and educate about this music because there's so much we don't know.
So why are spirituals personally important to you?
Well, spirituals have the ability. First of all, let me back up. The spirituals are the reason my ancestors are alive, were alive, and why I am alive today. The spirituals carried enslaved people from day to day in a world where they were barely recognized for anything more than their hands and labor. So many died needlessly, huge numbers simply on the way here. These songs are a means of survival. And today, many of us have the privilege and the good fortune to not need these songs for our literal survival. But that's not true for everyone. People still need these songs to survive. But I think beyond that, these songs hold a balm for our deepest needs and longings and our human pain. And in that way, I think they can hold, these songs have an endless capacity to hold something for everyone.
Thank you for sharing that. Let's hear some, shall we? Mm-hmm. On Backstage Pass, First Aversion, with our director, Lee Wright, we'll sing a couple of spirituals, beginning with Over My Head, and then I've Been Buked. You're listening to First Aversion, with Lee Wright directing, on Backstage Pass.
Thank you.
That was First Inversion under the direction of Lee Wright. I've Been Buked, and before that, Over My Head, a soloist Kirsten Piper Brown, Lee Wright at the piano. Lee, this program that you have constructed did not necessarily become created without problems. There was a controversy that ended up swirling around this program. Perhaps you'd like to talk a little about that.
Sure. When I first thought about how to publicize this program to an audience as wide as the French festival audience, I wanted to make it clear that this was a serious concert, an educational concert, one that would bring issues front and center, not one that would make people simply feel good for entertainment's sake. And I chose an image that had black hands in chains. It was a very striking image, and one that caused some people a lot of pain. And while I had hoped that it might make some people perhaps uncomfortable, I did not want to cause that type of pain with the image. And so after the community came to me quite enraged, I took the image down immediately and apologized. And then I began a series of discussions with African-American leaders and elders in our community about how the real meaning behind this concert could be shared. And there were some who really felt passionately that white people should not sing spirituals. And I understand that point of view. I understand the idea that if you don't recognize me as a person, why should I share my songs with you? That's a very real feeling and sentiment. And I think it's important for us, as we sing these songs, to not only be considering their history and their origin, but to be considering where we are. Because we're not there yet. We're not where we want to be yet. And my hope is that one day we can all sing these songs together from the same, obviously not from the same point of view, but in one mind and spirit as a unified people. For me, with that goal in mind, when I conduct spirituals with white singers, black singers, any singers, I think it's practice. It's practice for what we really want.
Shall we practice some more?
Sure.
Lee Wright and First Inversion on Backstage Pass, and we will hear a set of three spirituals, beginning with I Want Jesus to Walk With Me. It's an arrangement by Moses Hogan, and Kirsten Piper Brown will be the soloist. You're listening to Backstage Pass.
I want
That was Alan Jones at the piano and singing. Lee Wright was the violinist for I've Been in the Storm So Long. And for that, Hold On by Jester Hairston and I Want Jesus to Walk With Me, Moses Hogan. So let's take a quick chat with you, Lee, about what we're about to do, which is kind of a group singing. What do you need to transmit to a chorus for proper performance standards in terms of singing a spiritual?
Well, I think, it's interesting that you should say proper performance standards, because that's exactly what we have to get out of our head. The idea of singing needed to be done correctly, well, one right way. That person sounds good. That person doesn't sound good. It's embedded in our culture, and we need to unembed it. We need, I hope, to embed the idea that we just need to sing together. And if people do it, if people sing, they can sing. You know, people tell me they can't sing, and I say, well, do you? And they say, well, no, I can't. And I'm like, well, that's why. Because you don't. So do it.
All right. So you have just put a challenge on the table. Then I say to you, let's prove your point. We have a group project that we want to do with that you would like to do with our audience. It's the spiritual Guide My Feet. So why don't you hit the floor?
All right.
And have at it. Lee Wright is going to work with First Inversion and our audience as we listen to Guide My Feet. On Backstage Pass. Lee?
This spiritual is in a call and response style. And the call is, guide my feet. And the response is, while I run this race. And then when people started to write down their observations of enslaved people singing, they said oftentimes the leader starts, picks a line, and then everybody comes in. Maybe the leader drops out. Maybe there's improvising around. Maybe someone else takes up the lead role. And so after the initial call and response, it does not need to be any more just call, just response. You can participate in any part of the song. As we go along, I will call out new verses. Guide My Feet is going to be the first one. One more thing. Oftentimes we think of hand clapping in this style. And I would say in this type of congregational song, don't limit yourself to just your hands. You've got feet. You've got a lap. You've got other ways to help make rhythm. Lastly, you may have heard the idea that friends don't let friends clap on 1 and 3. Ever heard that before? ever been in church when we're singing, guide my feet while I run this race. Yeah, friends don't let friends do that. Guide my feet while I run this race. 2 and 4 is the way to get that started and then provide that energy that propels this song. However, once 2 and 4 is established, then clapping on 1 and 3 can be really cool. Can we just practice that once? Let's start clapping together on 2 and 4. 1. You can do a little bubble clap. Guide my feet
while I run this race.
Oh, won't you guide
my feet while I run this race?
Why don't you stand?
Guide my feet while I run this race. For I don't want to run this race in vain.
Hold my hand.
Thank you.
That's Guide My Feet. The first inversion, the violinist Lee Wright, the pianist Alan Jones, and our fabulous audience supplying a lot of extra vocals there and a whole lot of hand claps as well. This is Backstage Pass. I'm Julia Figueres. And speaking of Kirsten Brown and Alan Jones, they've joined me now just to have a little sit down and chat. We know Kirsten from her marvelous on-air presence. And now we know you as a singer. Welcome, Kirsten.
Welcome. And it's kind of weird.
And it's nice to have you here. And Alan, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Lee. Uh-huh. And that is, what is your personal connection to the spiritual, Kirsten?
Since I became a singer, which was after I graduated from college, decided to pursue a professional career, I was very much interested in the Negro spiritual, and made it almost my life's work to share this song. Singing spirituals is almost a ministry for me. It is a ministry for me, and most programs I do, I include spirituals if whoever's artistically the head allows me to. And I'll tell you a little story about how spirituals first touched me. I was in third grade and going to public high school. My music teacher was Miss Mary Green. And I learned my first spiritual, choral arranged spiritual, All Day, All Night, Angels Watching Over Me. And we sang this, third graders, singing very beautifully, not knowing where these songs come from to the depths of where I know what my ancestors went through today. But about a week later, one of my best friends passed away. She died in the hospital quite unexpectedly. And going back to music class, this song is what brought a little bit of joy, knowing that my friend Kara was angels watching over me. She was watching over me. She was now an angel. And I can't imagine not sharing this music and not wanting other children of all colors, of all ethnicities, to learn these songs. I can't imagine teachers of all ethnicities and colors learning this music and teaching it to children. And so music comes out of struggle. This music has come out of struggle. But some of these songs have brought joy and pain. And some of these songs are jubilant. And I think that's also what we have to celebrate. And we have to celebrate the healing power of the Negro spiritual.
Same question to you, Alan, your connection with the spiritual, which you sang so beautifully.
Thank you. Well, I was one of those educators that spent an awful lot of time teaching the music, the spirituals to my students. And for lots of reasons, I felt that historically it was important that they learn the music. I thought that from a musical and emotional foundation, that there was no better music to teach them, to give them an emotional connection to the melodies and to the words. And so I always included them in my repertoire, and I think it was probably one of the most effective tools to achieve inclusivity that I could find with my students. And I know that even the kids that graduated, 30 years ago, still remember the songs that we taught and we learned together. They created special moments for me.
Did you give history as you taught these songs, Alan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For instance, that when they talked about the North Star, I'd put that in context of, why that was in the song. And and a lot of times there's, double meanings. There's something that meant something on the surface, and then there's something else that it meant underneath to those who were struggling and to those who were seeking freedom.
Thank you, Alan, and thank you, Kirsten. Back into the chorus you go, as we go back to the chorus, the first inversion with Lee Wright, and we'll be listening to Give Me Jesus, arranged by Lee Wright, followed by This Little Light of Mine, which you will probably recognize, Kirsten Piper Brown, the soloist, magnificently as she's been all day. Give Me Jesus, Lee Wright's arrangement with first inversion on Classical 91.5 Backstage Pass.
Give me Jesus.
This Little Light of Mine, the traditional spiritual arranged by Roland Carter with Kirsten Hyper Brown, first inversion, and Give Me Jesus, arranged by Lee Wright. And Lee, who is the soloist for Give Me Jesus?
Joseph Larangis.
Nice job, Joseph. Thank you for joining us today. I make note that we are recording this today on September 11th. It is the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Do you feel there's a connection, a line, between this date and your program, Lee?
I think most certainly. These songs, while they originated from a particular time and a particular struggle, they have the capacity to hold us in all of our struggles. And so today, thinking about what happened 17 years ago, I can't believe it, seems like yesterday. I don't think there's a limit to how this music can help us in times of sorrow.
And you're bringing this to the Fringe Fest.
Yeah. And I just do want to let you know there's so much that I haven't said today about this music, and in a way we've committed a little bit of what I spoke out against at the beginning of the show. We haven't had time, given the constraints of radio, to really go into context and story with these songs. And I do hope that you will be able to join us later this week at the Fringe Festival. We will have more singers, by the way. These are our singers that were available today at noon, but we have about 10 more singers in our group. And there will be much more connective tissue in that program on the Fringe Festival to tie these songs together and provide background.
If we are going to walk away with something today, and we will walk away with something, what, Lee, do you want us to walk away with?
I think we need to walk away with an idea of where we want to be. We need to have prophetic vision for what we want for this world. And I think if we clarify our goals, it will help us in the struggle. And a goal of mine is for everyone to sing these songs peacefully together. And while we may not quite do that this week, there are some people that that aren't going to be really happy that our show is happening. But I hope that that in the spirit of our end goal, we can provide something to make the world a better place. That's really all we try to do as musicians, is make the world a better place.
I want to thank you for bringing this to our studios today, Lee Wright. Our executive producer is Gene Fisher. Our audio technician is Andrew Croucher, with help from Robert Brayton, who is our floor manager. Also helping today was Lindsay Brown. I'm your producer and host, Julia Figueres. Thanks to Kirsten Piper Brown, to Alan Jones, to Lee Wright, to First Inversion. Many people made this happen. Our facilities manager, Ruth Watson, Chris Nessel and their crew, Laura Garrison, Kathy Reed, Carolyn Reynolds, Jane Pitt, everyone in membership, and of course, many thanks to the wonderful friends of WXXI who were able to join us today. Backstage Pass is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.